Radio Namaste is brought to you by your host, the blue collar goddess, Sarah Nash, and a small crew of guest personalities determined to amuse, entertain, and occasionally astonish you. And now, Radio Namaste, a different brand of enlightenment, streaming live across this galaxy and probably a few more.
Greetings, campers, earth dwellers, and construction workers on the dark side of the moon. This is Sarah Nash as your host, and you're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network, bringing you enlightenment the blue-collar goddess way. Hey, for those of you who are interested in that way, there will finally be a book with an oracle deck later this year. Cosmic Triage is the Jaws of Light for the Spiritual Body. And I'm grateful that I can share my survival strategy success stories in a practical manner. Remember to hit me up on our Twitter at Radio Namaste with the hashtag Blue Collar Goddess. You'll get the opportunity to be in the drawing for a free one-hour Skype session. I'm going to put all those love notes in a hat. Zen Master Ted will snag one out. And we'll announce the winner on the monthly wrap-up, which apparently it could happen anytime. I don't know. Zen Master Ted? We decide when the end of the month is. So anyways, hashtag that blue collar goddess to at Radio Namaste and get in the hat. A huge shout out to those of you who managed to get your thumbs to work for that 20-second tweet. And I'm sending you hugs. I adore you. And one of the things I adore about Om Times Radio, if you're listening live, is that you don't have to download a darn thing to listen to it. Zen Master Ted, yes, what are you saying, sir?
George.
Yeah, George is here. He's awesome. Well, anyways, just click and there you are. But the guest today is my personal radio guru. George Nori is perhaps best known as the host of the nationally syndicated radio program Coast to Coast AM, where he is heard by millions of listeners on more than 560 stations in the United States, as well as stations in Canada, Guam, and Mexico. He has been the permanent host of the phenomenally successful overnight program since January 1st, 2003. He is driven, he has said, by the desire to solve the great mysteries of our time. And I can't think of a better reason to interview people who are as driven, however weird or crazy their interests are. And George has co-authored 4 books. And it's his first book, Worker in the Light, that made me realize I wasn't as weird as I thought I was. And that is saying a lot. In December of 2012, Gaiam TV launched Beyond Belief with George Nori. It was a television show exploring the unknown and the mysteries of the universe. I had the incredible and unforgettable opportunity to share my ministry, the White Light Express, and its message regarding the power of positive focused intention with George in April of that first year. And it's taped at Gaiam Studios in Boulder, Colorado, which is gorgeous. Beyond Belief with George Nori is available exclusively at beyondbelief.com. And Nori has also appeared on the History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and I think they just came out with like a new one. Well, anyways, he was born and raised and educated in Detroit. He has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and he has served 9 years in the U.S. Naval Reserve. A very warm hello, George. It feels a little beyond belief to be sitting on the other side of the microphone with you, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Thanks for joining us here at Radio Namaste.
Thanks, Sarah. I'm looking forward to this. This is fun for me to be on the other side, like you just said. So I can sit back and just be me. Of course, I'm me on the air when I'm doing my radio show.
You are. And that's one of the things that I love about you. You are consistent and steady. And really, you're kind of my guru. In your bio at Coast to Coast, there's a statement that says, if you weren't a national radio talk show host, you'd be in politics. And on last night's show of Coast to Coast, you had this like a bona fide witch, and you said something about at the end of the show, a spell for world peace. And I loved that. But as a politician, you'd be out of work if that happened, because, you know, when most politicians see the light at the end of the tunnel, they buy more tunnel. And that's not you.
No, that's not what I would do. As a politician, Sarah, I would try to make this a much better planet for everybody. You know, this we're here for a couple reasons. And one is to enjoy life, and the other is to perfect ourselves for the afterlife. And we need to do both of those things. And unfortunately, most of our political leaders on this planet don't get it. They don't understand it. You know, the greed, the corruption, and everything else seems to take over. They could make this such an ideal place to live. It's unfortunate. So, you know, people like me that continue to try to be the champions of what I call spiritual living, I think they're so important. They just have to keep carrying that torch, because maybe one day we're going to win. Maybe one day that the masses on this planet will say, we've had enough. We're fed up with the way things are happening, with the way we're being treated. And it's not all about economics for individuals. It's about happiness. And, you know, I think a smart politician would start doing that and developing programs to make people happy. And, you know, not everybody needs to live in a $500,000 house, but they just need to be comfortable. And we need to do that, I think, as a group of people.
Well, and there you go. Some people just don't know when enough is enough. You know,
they don't get it.
They don't. And I think you chose the right political party anyways. I mean, I totally vote for you to be president of the Light Party. And think of it, all your lobbyists would be psychics.
They would, and they'd know if I was going to win or not.
That's right.
Before he even ran.
Okay, here, I'm looking into the future. A possible alternate dimension where George Norrie is president. Yes, you won.
What would you? Who would my vice president be? That would be an interesting take, wouldn't it?
You know, that would be really Rosemary, Ellen, Guiley.
Rosemary, what about Donald Trump? Should I have him as my vice president?
Well, no, because he'd just keep looking at you and he'd keep saying, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. And you'd be like, I am fired up. I am fired up. There'd be like a total, there'd be no communication in there. There would be, I would listen to that show though.
He'd say, I'd want to be the president, George. Why are you the president? How come I'm not?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of ego there. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? When I met you, by the way, I just want to say to my listeners, because, you know, I tend to do quite a bit of research, and I researched you more this time. I was stalking you, sir.
Uh-huh.
I researched you more a little, and I was a little blown away by your history. I started reading. There's a lot of haters out there, and there's a lot of lovers, and you remain absolutely stoic and unmoved and resolved in your quest to find the truth. And there's a certain class to that that I you know, I got to hand it to you, sir. I'm kind of in awe. You know, I've spent the last 72, 48 hours just imbuing myself with a little bit of George Norrie, and I don't want to stroke your ego
Oh, go ahead. Stroke my ego. Have some fun with it.
you're humble, sir. You are. And that's what I wanted to tell people. I've had the opportunity. A lot of your listeners haven't had the opportunity to meet you. You should do more meet and greets. Let's talk about that later. But your sincerity, you can't fake that kind of stuff.
You can't. And you know, Sarah, talking about meet and greets, I do a lot of them all around the country. I mean, it does consume a lot of my time. I'm going to be in Toronto in August, Edinburgh, Texas. We started the ParanormalDate.com dating service at a meet and greet primarily.
I have a bunch of questions for you about that. But the
we're everywhere.
The one in Toronto, Canada, you're actually going to be somewhere on the 15th too, but I was looking at your calendar, August 22nd in Toronto, Canada, at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Did you see that? Have you been there? Have you looked at that place?
I think this is going to be my fourth time there this year, this time. And it's a great theater. It's got a lot of history to it. I love Canada. I think as Americans, we've got amazing neighbors. I don't know how many people have neighbors wherever they live, but if you get along with your neighbors, it just makes your living style a little more comfortable. And we've got great neighbors to the north. The Canadians are just wonderful people.
I think we should invade
Canada.
Canada's
great. And you know, but and the website for that is georgenorrielive.com. If anybody wants to go to Toronto and just have a great time, there's some few tickets left. Not a lot, but
I was just going to ask you, you're ahead of me, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm a psychic, Sarah. I'm reading your mind.
I was like, okay, everybody, we all know we can go to coasttocoast.com. There's George Norrie. And I was going to say, give us the litany of the websites that we can find you, because I'm following my outline here. I wanted to ask you about the latest projects that you had going on. And you know what? Now I feel foolish because I did not realize that you'd been at the Queen Elizabeth Theater 4 times this year already.
It'll be 4 times since I've been doing these live events. This will be my 4th trip there.
Oh my goodness. See, okay, well, there you go. You caught me. I wasn't lying. I was looking.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't. I actually started looking at my own calendar and making plans because I can see Canada from my backyard where I am. You actually came here a couple of years ago to do the White Light Express gathering meet and greet. And,
I sure did. And yep. Had a great time. I just came back from Vancouver. We just did a live stage show event there in Vancouver, Canada.
When you do those, what kind of questions do people come up and ask you? Because it seems to me that, you know, there's two fractions of people out there, The people who think that you're just all about angels and light, and then people who think you're bored with what you're doing and that you're not sincere. And both of those, in my opinion, are absolutely not true. You're absolutely in love with what you're doing.
Oh, I've been in love with this since I was a little boy. That's why I got into broadcasting, Sarah. Let me tell you something. The bigger this program gets, the more detractors one has. There's a phenomenon which has occurred since the internet has been birthed and has grown. You have a small core of people, and I am talking small core of people, who sadly do nothing but sit in front of their computer and spout hate about everything. And anything that they see that might be good or promising, they can't handle it. And I don't know what's wrong with them. I've tried to get to these people, but you can't. And you can't go toe-to-toe with them because they just keep coming. You know, they're just, it's an infestation.
Let's talk about that when we get back. I'm going to dial it down for just a couple of minutes.
Sure.
When we return, we're going to talk to you about your latest projects. I want to talk to you about paranormaldating.com. I've got a few listeners.
Paranormaldate.com. No, not dating.
Yeah.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. This is Sarah Nash, your favorite blue collar goddess, with moderator Zen Master Ted. We are interviewing the incredible George Norrie. So before we went out on the break, and hey, George, I didn't have the opportunity to yap with you right before the break, and even before the show, real quickly. When you hear the gong, when we have the gong sound, we're heading into a break. So
that means keep my mouth quiet, right? Shut it up.
Well, you know what? I'm not the one who's ever going to tell you that, sir. Never. But the rules are every 15 minutes, we got to pay the bills. But
I know what that's like.
ParanormalDate.com. This is where you and I, my publicist and your publicist, we were like, that was amazing. ParanormalDate.com. Let's talk about why. Okay, I know why, and I think I know why, but I'm going to let you tell us why you champion this incredible – I went and looked at it, by the way – this incredible site for people to connect with each other. Why did you do that?
Well, I tell you, I've been going to events all around the country, all over the place, and people would come up to me saying, hey, you got to do something for us to meet. We love going to these events. We love meeting you, and we love meeting other people who understand us. But, you know, what about a dating site? And I just kept hearing that over and over and over. Finally, I got to a point where I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I sat down with some internet developers, and we created ParanormalDate.com. It's got 18,000 members already. It's free to sign up, Sarah, and if they decide they want to hang around, there's a nominal monthly charge. But it's growing, and, you know, there's some success stories of people who've been going on dates already. And I've already said that if anybody decides to get married, if a couple gets married because of that dating site, we'll do it live on the show, which I think would be kind of interesting and novel, a little like Johnny Carson did with Tiny Tim a long time ago.
Well, I'll offer my services too. I'm actually an ordained priest, and
oh, perfect.
Know, yeah, in three different factions. The last wedding I did, I actually did as a representative of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and truly, I am an ordained minister with that Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, the FSM. However. Because I always see both sides of the coin, so to speak. I did study for years and years to become a Melchizedek priest through the Sanctuary of the Beloved with Dan Chesbro. So, you know, I get to serve both. You can have your cake and eat it too. But like Eddie Izzard, cake or death. And my daughter is like, what kind of cake is that? Speaking of my daughter, she told me to give you a huge shout out because as a result of Ancient Aliens, she and I can actually have conversations now.
How about that?
You bring families together, sir. You bring families together.
Something's working there, sir. That's the important thing.
Do you have any new books that are on the way?
We just had one that came out a year ago, ironically enough, called Someone is Hiding Something, about the missing Malaysian plane that I wrote with David Wayne and the actor Richard Belzer, who's into this. Ironically, just yesterday, they think they may have found part of a wing of what may be that plane. Who knows? But we came up with 9 different scenarios on just what possibly could have happened to that plane. But that was the latest book that we did. We've got 2 more coming out. One is called Night Talk, and it's a great novel about just a talk show host doing late night radio. So I'm looking forward to that. And then the publisher has just commissioned a biography on me. And I don't know why, but he said, hey, yeah, this will be fascinating. We want to know all about you since you were a kid. So we're in the process of doing that. I think both of those books will probably hit the market sometime next year. And next year's coming up awfully darn fast, too, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I'm getting together with Tom Danheiser, who, by the way, I really like that guy. Your rep, by the way, I just want to give him a public shout out here because, you know, we really dialed in a lot of information very quickly and sort of on the spur of the moment, too. And, you know, he's on the ball. So it's good to have people, you know, on your side, because before we went into the break, we were talking about the trolls out there, the people who, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, it is there. They get some sort of kick out of just, you know, pouring rain on everybody's blue sky.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just not happy people at all. So, and there's not much you can do about it. Just let them do their thing. Don't encourage them, and you know, just hopefully they'll get on with their lives. But that's one of the downsides of the internet. The internet has done that; it's created that.
Well, one of the people that I was interviewing, J.P. Sears, he's a phenomenal. He's sort of the spiritual funny man, but he sort of brings us kicking and screaming to enlightenment, you know, with a smile on his face. And he was saying, you know, I didn't realize that I'd made it until. In fact, Michelle Whitedove said the same thing to me. You know, when you've got haters, you know, you're kind of on your way.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Right.
That just seems so counterproductive. It's like, you know, why pour diesel on fire? I mean, I don't understand. Why do you think people do that based on because you're a very intelligent man. And I think, by the way, I just have one bone to pick with you. You hide that. You don't often say what you're thinking. And I admire that on one hand. On the other hand, I think by not doing that, you're sort of not allowing yourself to shine.
Sometimes, I do. Sometimes I don't. It depends on what the subject matter is. As you know, I'm very passionate about protecting our power grid, and I don't hold back anything when it comes to that. But when I'm dealing with people who say that they have an afterlife experience, or they've seen a UFO, or they saw Bigfoot, you know, I don't get in there and try to knock them down or chastise them or anything like that. But I will, you know, if you listen to my news opening at 10 o'clock Pacific mm-hmm. time when we start the show, there's some top topics that I jump in and I'm very opinionated about.
What's at the top of your head, what is one of the things that really chaps your hide?
Well, like I just said, we need to spend the $2 billion to insulate our power grid from an X flare from the sun or an EMP attack, which is a detonation of a nuke in our atmosphere, that would shut down our power, where officials are estimating 90% of Americans would die within a year because of no services. You can't get water, your food, your gasoline, everything. Everything would go. And it seems like a very smart insurance policy, as far as I'm concerned, to get this fixed. And that has been a huge passion of mine. I'm into alternative medicine. I think we should have the right to take supplements and do what we want to do without any interference by big pharma or government. So, you know, there's some real issues there that are dear to my heart that I jump on and jump on pretty darn hard.
That's brilliant. So, you know, personally, I've been working on defining what a light worker is because, you know, I'm going for the gold in the light worker Olympics. I mean, that's sort of the universe helps those who have a plan. And I've kind of sat back and I've determined what my path ought to be, what is in my highest and best good, as well as doing what I do. My passion is serving others. And you and I have had discussions about the White Light Express. And I do want to talk to you about that in just a moment because we're getting ready to head into a break in a few minutes. But what do you think a light worker is? Because I have a quote from you in chapter 2 in your book, Worker in the Light, where you say, so if you take the trouble to train yourself in remote viewing, tell yourself to imagine you are bathed in a white light. Wherever you go, the light will protect you from those who will see you in another dimension, which is what Ingo Swann says happened to him. Follow the advice of those who've been there before and make sure you're not being followed across to other dimensions. And that was at the end of chapter 2. So, you know, clearly you're a worker in the light. I mean, you have a book titled that, but what is a light worker?
A light worker is someone who understands the spiritual realm and that their job or their mission is to enlighten people, not for this life, but for the other life after that. And they can be human or non-human entities that their missions are to really preserve the soul eventually. And that's who they are. Most of these light workers that I've talked about over the years are born with this gift. And you can tell. I mean, there are certain people, Sarah, in your life you've wanted to be around because they give off this energy, this vibrance. There are other people that you wanted to run away from and just, you know, gee, stay away.
Right.
Psychic vampires. And so light workers are people who, whether they know it or not, are there to make this planet a better place to live and to help people for the other side, what's about to happen.
When you talk about the other side, I mean, personally, do you believe in past lives? Do you believe that that in reincarnation?
I do. There was a time that I had had my doubts. I had a friend who died in a motorcycle accident. I was just, for some reason, looking at him in the casket, and it just hit me that this is it for him. It's all done. It's over. It was a very stark, cold feeling. I didn't like it at all. It was very uncomfortable. But then I came back around to my belief system was, you know, we're here on this planet. Why are we here? It's magnificent. The life itself, the way it's been created, is just, it's not random. It's not an accident. And so when you really begin to understand that, you know, we're here for a purpose, you have to believe that it exists beyond the physical realm. And so I don't look back anymore. I don't even question the possibility that it doesn't exist. I know it exists. The big question is once you get to that other side, do you get reincarnated? I think you do. But there's no question in my mind that once you leave this physical body, the soul moves on, and it moves on to a different plane of existence.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And you're listening to George Nori on Radio Namaste and the Om Times Radio Network. And that was deep. Talk to you in a couple minutes, folks. Be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio. every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Thanks for listening to Radio Namaste and the Om Times Radio Network. This is your host, the Blue Collar Goddess, Sarah Nash, with moderator Zen Master Ted. We are interviewing George Nori. And just before we went into our break, we were talking about the afterlife and the before the afterlife and all the in-betweens. And there was some discussion with regard to reincarnation. And like you, George, I was pretty skeptical until I had my first regression.
Oh, really? Tell me about that.
I was, no. I'm interviewing you, sir. Well done. That was, that's impressive. I'm going to have to remember that. Sure. I'll tell you about mine. I'll show you mine if you show me yours, but have you ever been regressed?
No, I never have. Many, many years ago, I had some hypnotherapist try to do a time travel experiment with me, but in terms of past life regression, I have not. Dr. Bruce Goldberg would love to do that, but I've just not done it.
The thing with regard, in my experience, because I my gifts and my talents are many, but one of the things that I'm very, very good at, and I'm a little ego there. I'm going to try and check it here, but I am very, very fascinated with past lives. And one of my teachers, Robert Detzler, who taught me spiritual response therapy, said that 98% of our issues have a lot to do with past life issues that we bring in, and they're genetic memories. And so spiritual response therapy is a process by which it's sort of like a body talk meets the Sedona method. Basically what it does is that it finds out what happened, why it happened, who was involved, and let's get rid of it. So basically, it's like a cleansing of the Akashic records. And, you know, I mean, eventually, George, I believe that people like me will eventually become doctors of transdimensional communication. Because when I was reading about your aunt, I'm sorry, her name escapes me, and I apologize.
Shafika Koragyala.
Yeah, amazing woman. Talk about logic and reasoning.
One of her books, Breakthrough to Creativity. For people who don't know Sarah, who she was a psychiatrist who decided to change her career and study telepathy and intuition, and she got into it in a big way. She may have been one of the first professional medical people to do something like that. Died tragically. We believe a radio, of all things, fell into her tub when she was taking a bath.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, you know, I don't know if she was murdered or whether it was an accident or what, but, you know, she was just starting to really tap into what this was and how it worked scientifically. She had case studies, and, you know, and again, she put a lot of it into her book, Breakthrough to Creativity.
Which, personally, I believe was the beginning of our New Age movement. I mean, we have Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and you know, my personal favorite, Ding Lei Mei. I know that you've gone to the Joshua Tree retreat over the Institute of Mental Physics out there. It's phenomenal. But Ding Lei Mei, they have the UFO thing out there, right? Zen Master Ted, the UFO conference. And they all were like the forerunners. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was called Contact in the Desert out there at Joshua Tree.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. I heard wonderful things about that. What's your feeling?
Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, the desert at night is a very neat-looking place. I mean, you could see every star up there. There's no light from cities. And it's quite a place. It really is.
Yeah, I like how you said at night. I'm right there with you, brother. Yeah, that was very gentle. Yeah, it's hot as hell during the day. Don't like it at night. Awesome. Yes, yes. when you go to those UFO conferences, because like you stretch yourself across, you know, different, you interview people, and you let them have their space. Again, we're talking people who've seen angels, people who've seen Bigfoot, people who have had conversations with grays. Some people have conversations with grays. Some people have conversations with God, you know, witches, warlocks. I mean, you don't have any, what won't you interview? Let me ask you that. I should learn something.
I'll interview just about everything. Some of the subjects I try to stay away from are mainstream topics like the death penalty, abortion, and things like that. They're fascinating topics, needed to be discussed. But, you know, my program really is the power of the mind and, you know, the cosmos. And that's what the show is. And so that's what I try to do most of the time. But in terms of those kinds of topics, there really aren't any I would not try to approach or tackle, whether it's alternative energy or, you know, the ghosts or conspiracies. We do it all, Sarah, and I think that's what has kept this program growing. We're now at 615 stations, up from the 564, and, you know, it continues to grow because, you know, we are reaching a niche. We are satisfying a public that is crying out for a voice to be heard in the wilderness, and that's who we are, and that's what I do.
Yeah, I call Coast to Coast a gateway drug into the paranormal, because I love how you're the frosting on the cake. And I speak in metaphors constantly, but what I find happening when I look through the forums and I read, it's sort of like you present an opportunity for people to examine something that maybe they hadn't heard of before. Or you bring, for example, I know a lot of your listeners are very devout Christians. And in order for them to open their mind and be happy, you have this woman who comes on your show who is a bona fide pagan or a witch. And suddenly the occult isn't something to be so terribly frightened of when you understand the basis of Wicca. And so I think what you're doing is you're offering people just enough of a taste of something really wonderful. And so that would make you a cosmic chef.
How about that? Yet I get no tip.
Well,
aren't you supposed to tip the waiter or the chef?
Well, no, actually, you're supposed to tip the person who serves the food. So, but because you do it all, you know, and I believe that all the profits should go to a really good purpose. You're right; they should tip you. Absolutely.
I serve it all up on a plate, Sarah.
Okay, so open up a tip jar in Coast to Coast and all the profits.
That's right. Put your quarters in there. I'm rich.
You're rich. You know, what I like to tell people is that I'm rich in love, poor in gear. But what I really wanted to kind of segue into. Now, with ParanormalDate.com, let's go back to that for just a moment. Let's talk about romance, sir. What is your concept about soulmates?
Well, I think you can have many soulmates. You know, people who think they've got a soulmate, then they get divorced, then they question what was a soulmate. I think you can have many soulmates. And with those soulmates, yes, you can live together. Sometimes you can't. These things happen. That's part of living. But you can have many, many soulmates, people that you're connected to on the other side. And the people that you've been connected to since your existence. And a soulmate to me is just some entity that crosses with yours energetically, magnetically, and you're able to click. And again, sometimes that click breaks in a separation or a divorce, but that doesn't mean they were never your soulmate. That doesn't mean they can't continue to be your soulmate. It's just that this human existence that we have, for whatever reason, didn't work. You know, maybe there were financial issues. Maybe there were pressures sexually. Just all kinds of things that affect that. But spiritually, I think many people can have many soulmates.
Well, and the odd thing about that is that, you know, we have those of us who believe that we're all connected and that we're all one. And even though, you know, we're a big giant wheel and we hold different spokes in the wheel and we hold a vibration or frequency, you know, how can we all be soulmates and how can we all be one? And these are just rhetorical questions. The bottom line is that one of the things that I think is absolutely phenomenal about you, George, is that you allow people to have their space.
It's important to do that. You know, I'm not the kind of talk show host, Sarah, that wants to talk over people, scream at them, yell at them. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about the guest. It's about the caller. And I want to give them that kind of respect to do that. Yeah, obviously there's some calls that aren't good, that just don't go anywhere. And I'll go shorter with them. I mean, I'm not going to give them that long, long-winded platform. But then, you know, there are a lot of other callers who, you know, are concise, so they get to the point, or they have a great story. And I'll let them go, and that's what I do. I mean, it's the show as well as everything else. And it needs to have that entertainment value to it and interest value to it. So I have to, as a talk show host, I've got to weigh all of that. I mean, some of the worst things that have happened during our long-form three-hour interviews with a guest, and you just start the program out and you go, hey, and my guest today is a biochemist who we're going to talk about, you know, biological entities on other planets, and great to have you with us, Bert. And so tell me, how did you get involved in this? And he said, well, for years. And then there's dead air. He stops, and you go, I've got to interview this guy for 3 hours. And so, I mean, when you hear me more than the guest, it's because it's not a good guest. When you hear the guest more than me, he's a good guest.
That's phenomenal. That's thank you for that. Here's the other thing though, with regard to beyond belief. Now we're on the air, and that's when I had my moment with you. And I often tell people, I had this moment with you where we were sitting across and we had Leah Rose, the crystal skull there. And I was talking about the White Light Express, and I can't believe we are at 45 minutes. Are you kidding me? Okay. See, this is when I know I've done a good show. When I realized that we're heading into the final 15 minutes and I'm like, what?
It's almost done. I know it.
Yeah, thank you so much. But no, don't go anywhere.
No, not yet.
I've had a lot of people ask me, what is he really like? And I tell people, he's one of the finest light workers I've ever met. And when we come back, we're gonna ask him just a couple more questions and we're gonna head off into the light. This is the Radio Namaste and the Om Times Radio Network.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is Conscious Living for Your Soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Thanks for listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. This is Sarah Nash, your favorite blue-collar goddess. We are speaking with George Norrie, the unbelievable and incredible host of Coast to Coast, one of my favorite shows, and he's actually one of my personal heroes. George, you're one of my personal heroes. Everything I've learned from you and Angela Levesque.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
Well, one of the things that I do want to blame you for is paranormaldate.com. Zen Master Ted has been shooting out texts and tweets for that. Zen Master Ted waved to George Norrie. Zen Master Ted is my moderator. He handles everything on the backside. Zen Master Ted, say hello loudly.
Hello.
Loudly.
I hear him back there somewhere.
Yeah, he's the one who connects all of my guests with the online information. So I don't want you to fret. We've got all the information about paranormaldate.com. What is the word, Sarah? Success stories. You've been out there, what, for a couple of months now? A month? 2 months?
With Paranormal I've been out for about seven weeks. And people are starting to write into me now that they're starting to connect. They've been communicating with each other online, and now some people are starting to go on dates. They haven't followed up with me yet on those specific dates yet, but they're starting now, Sarah, with 18,000-plus members out there all over the place.
Don't be shy,
many
everyone.
People
yeah, don't be shy, people. Send your success stories to George Norrie. He deserves that. I think you're very brave. And that's the other thing. I was sitting back this morning and I was thinking to myself, you know, let's talk about white light for a moment. Let's talk about the power of positive focused intention. Let's talk about somebody who has been so involved. George, you've been doing this for a very long time. And so you have had the opportunity to come into contact, you know, and without, because there's so many, but what was your least believable moment? Like, I don't know what something about apples with legs on Mars or something. I don't know. I'm just pulling that out. But what was your least believable moment?
Least believable
That's
moment.
Not for you personally, but somebody was telling you about something or a guess that you
had. Oh, gosh. You're going to try to put me against the wall here, because I'd like to always think that I'll let the audience decide. So if I said the one that was the least believable, then they would all know who that guest was.
You're right.
So I'm trying to dance around this, Sarah.
Okay, so don't tell me. That's fine.
there was one story that was very bizarre. I'll leave it like that.
Okay. Well, all right. So what was the biggest surprise you've ever had from a guest then? Let's go from the most unbelievable to the most wow. What was
I had a boyhood idol. He was a mad scientist who would do a TV show in Detroit where I was born. His name was Morgus.
Yeah.
And Morgus would come on the air on TV and he would do these zany experiments and stuff. And I just loved it. It was old-time television back in the 60s. But he was a boyhood hero. When I started doing Coast to Coast, we found him. And we had him on the air a couple times. And that was just a hoot for me. It really was. And then one day I'm in the studio in Los Angeles. And I've got my back to the door. And I'm, you know, on the microphone. And I'm talking. And I was just talking about Morgus. He was on the phone with me. And all of a sudden, the phone quality sounded weird. There was an echo to it. The company had flown him in to meet me. And he came in through the back door in the studio. So while I'm on the air and my back is to the door and I'm hearing this kind of feedback, he's in there talking. And I had my headsets on, so I'm not aware that he's in the studio with me. And then I turn around, and there he was. And that was kind of strange. That was kind of fun.
kind of strange, but the network actually fun.
They flew him in from New Orleans just to meet me because they knew he was my boyhood idol. And that was cool. I mean, I'll always remember that moment.
That has got to be, there are a couple of people that I've had the opportunity to meet. One of my other personal publishing idols is Adam Parfrey of Feral House Publishing. And I had no idea. People, it's funny who our idols are. And when he walked into my home, I was hosting a party for another friend of ours. And, you know, my sister actually turned around and she said, "I've never seen you act this way. You're so agape." I kept peeking around the corner. I'm going, "That's Adam Parfrey in my living room." And so when I had the opportunity to meet somebody who I've admired and watched, and because I have that fire inside of me that you have, and I keep going back to that moment. And one of the things, I'm ADD as heck, so I bounce around a lot, and I hate – okay, I'm trying to remove hate from my vocabulary. But I had that moment sitting across from you at Beyond Belief. And I knew that you were a co-conspirator, a warrior of light. And I thought to myself, this man is infinitely more profound than he allows other people to see.
There, I do have my moments. Did you have fun when we did that program, Beyond Belief?
You know what? Not only did I have fun, but I overcame my fears of quite a bit, actually. One of the things that I wanted to do more was spend a little bit more time at Gaiam Studios. That is a beautiful place.
Those crystals that they have here in Boulder, Colorado.
Do you use crystals in any of your work? I know a lot of people probably send you things and give you things, but what do you, as we head out into the great wild blue yonder, because we only have a couple of minutes left, what do you use to protect yourself, sir? And if you don't want to tell anybody because it's secret, tell me that. That's confidential information.
I try to surround myself, Sarah, around positive people. I try to stay away from as much negativity as I can. But in terms of what do I use to protect myself, I think it's me. I think it's my aura that does that. You know, in terms of, you know, the physical thing, you know, I'm into what we have going now called criticalhealthnews.com, which has been a partnership of ours. With a company that is very good at alternative medicine. And so physically, I do a lot of that, you know, work out a lot and stuff. You know, you get up in age, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
but
you look great.
In terms of spiritually, I just try to stay away from negativity and just let the internal me be the light that surrounds myself and protects myself. But, you know, I want to be around people like you who are giving off light rather than just taking it.
You know, and I think that those of us who are light workers, I've often heard that the lighter your light, the darker the dark. And I don't want to get into duality because we certainly don't have enough time for that. But, sir, you are definitely light. And I want to thank you for joining me here on Radio Namaste. And people, you can, you know what? I am going to rearrange my calendar. I would love to see you on August 22nd at the Queen Elizabeth
Theater. Well, you come on by and get a hold of Tom and he'll get some tickets ready for you. And love you. See, at these live events, Sarah, I also sing with a band. It's my little hobby. And, you know, we all need a little outlet. I love doing that. So in addition to the live stage show event with a couple of guests, we're going to have Nick Pope on UFOs and Alex Jones, the conspiracy king. I'm going to be singing there. You know, we're going to have a great time. And my mother is coming up from Detroit. She's 86 years old.
Oh, Mom.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, all right.
That's going to be.
August 22nd, I'm there, the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Toronto, Canada. However, if I wasn't married to the incredible Zen Master Ted, I would be going to paranormaldate.com.
Uh-huh.
Got that? I would be going to paranormal. I myself would be going to paranormaldate.com. So if I would do that, there's going to be some other awesome people out there.
And you would be cleaning up with the dates, Sarah, if you were on that line.
Well, you know, I think that if you use, I think there's a promo code that if you use George, like after
you
sign in,
you get a discount. That's right.
Yeah, you get a discount. So there you go. You heard it here on Radio Namaste. Hey, George, thank you for joining us. I can't wait to see
Thanks,
you again.
Sarah.
And I would All right. love to host you here in Seattle at some time. So I'm going to get together with you and we'll talk about that. But thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and grace my little humble radio show with the heyo.
I hope it's now the highest rated show ever. You.
Well, it better be.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Be well.
All right. Thanks, George. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. That was really fascinating and exciting. And I'm sitting here. I've been vibrating all morning. I've just been like, oh my God, I've been talking to George Norrie. I called up my sister and one of my best friends, and I said, y'all need to talk me down from my ledge here. Zen Master Ted was plying me with little yogurt drinks, and he's like, I don't think you should have any coffee this morning, honey. You're bouncing off the walls. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, the interesting thing was, people, I know a lot of people tuned in because they thought that they were that we were going to hand out the Father Mulcahy Award and the Namaste Award and, talk about the winners of the contests that we've had. And I just had this opportunity when I was talking to George earlier and his publicist. He was like, hey, let's have a powwow. And you don't say no. You know what I mean? Zen Master Ted, I'm talking to you, sir. You're supposed to nod and say yes because I'm having a dialogue with you. I'm sitting here looking at him the whole time. Listen, people, for those of you who understand spirituality, but they want to dive in a little bit deeper, and they are also interested in the science behind it, get George Norrie's book, Worker in the Light. I spent a lot of time with it last night, and I was taking notes. I've read it 4 times now, and each time I find out a little bit more, and I read a little bit more. Don't be afraid to be a light worker, because when I want to do the right thing, I think, what would George do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave. I'm going to get off the air because I'm going to jump up and down on my patio and go, yeehaw, bring a little bit more light and happiness. And I hope I was able to do that today. Oh.